Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, Jesus uses the allegory of the vine and the branches. We, his disciples, are branches that carry fruit when we are united to him. The resurrection is not something that stays in Jesus. It's a life that extends to all that are somehow united to him and creates a new reality in them, a reality we call divine grace, a partaking in God's life, in his thinking, in his love, in his perspective on things. The main directive of Jesus for us is, remain in me. How can we do that? How is it that we are united to him? First, by believing in him and in his words, and therefore by obeying them. Then by receiving his sacraments, baptism, the Eucharist, confession. Those are key channels of divine life. Also by living in communion with the church. That's why Paul wanted to be part of it, even when he was initially kept at a distance, as we read in the first reading. Paul knew he needed the church to remain in Christ, after Jesus told him, "If you persecute my disciples, you persecute me. They are my body." All these visible bonds, communion in faith, in the church, in the sacraments, are the tip of the iceberg, if you want. They manifest a reality that is not directly visible, the fact that we are all united in Christ by that invisible bond of grace. Fruits are another sign of union with Christ. By fruits, Jesus doesn't refer primarily to human results. Growth in business, better grades, more jobs, great eloquence. Because many of these things may be attained without remaining in him. But Jesus is referring to fruits that bring about eternal life. Charity, closeness with God, reconciliation, receiving a new heart, conversions. Those fruits, the ones that ultimately matter, cannot be attained if we are not united to Christ. Finally, Jesus talks about pruning. The Father takes away from us those branches that are in excess, that send the sap in too many directions, and so fruits have poor quality. Notice that the Father prunes the good branches, the ones that bear fruit. At times God does this, so as to make us focus our energy, our love, in the right way, so we are not so scattered. So have you seen in recent times the fruits that result from being united to Christ? Has the Lord done some pruning in your life, that you may bear more fruit?